CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College, Strategic Studies Institute, Mexico, our neighbor in North America. Mexico hosting the important CELAC summit. Mexico hosting a meeting between Venezuela and the opposition in Venezuela. Mexico providing many opportunities for international bodies to speak to themselves. But most importantly, Mexico is in a position to gain from the supply chain mysteries of the pandemic. It's also in a position to do more and more trade with the U.S. Manufacturing dominated northern Mexico, perhaps with the building of infrastructure, chiefly a railroad. Manufacturing can move to the southern part of Mexico where the conditions are not as prosperous. However, I'm keen on an article in The Economist presenting that Mexico is exporting 1.8 million tons of tomatoes to the United States, which is a record. This points to the larger story of the USMCA negotiated under the Trump administration, continuing now under the Biden administration, and Mexico agriculture, not manufacturing, but agriculture. Evan, the first question is, I read this as a positive story. Is it? Because I don't have the history of Mexico and the U.S. and foodstuffs.
John, for me, what the agricultural story shows is the degree to which geographically, historically, and in terms of people, in terms of commerce as well, U.S. and Mexico are increasingly and naturally intermixed. When you look back at the strengthening of the U.S.-Mexico trade relationship with Mexico signing on to NAFTA in 1994 and how that really deepened through infrastructure and business connections, the trade in things like manufacturing across the border, especially with the maquiladora sector in the north of Mexico, really feeding into supply chains in the United States. And so the agricultural piece is a natural part of that. It's a lot cheaper to send tomatoes and avocados and other things like that, just a few hundred miles across the border from Mexico to the United States rather than put them in expensive refrigerated containers and ship them halfway around the world to China or other places. Mexico in many parts has very favorable agricultural conditions. And so absolutely the strong U.S. demand, and people didn't stop eating in the pandemic. So that demand that has continued for Mexican agricultural products in the U.S. and in other places really showcases how, that demand from the United States, how the relationship with the United States is economically beneficial for Mexico. And frankly, how if those things do not go well in Mexico, how that impacts us through the food supply. We rely on those Mexican avocados to be there in the grocery store, not only around the time of the Super Bowl. We rely on those Mexican tomatoes. And if they weren't there, our produce and our other things would be a lot more expensive and a lot more difficult to obtain.
I read that there is friction, and there has been friction in the past, to do with tariffs and Mexico having abundance of certain crops. Strawberries, bell peppers, and squash are mentioned. We're going to make people hungry here, Evan. Mm-hmm. But in any event, that friction seems to be counterproductive during a pandemic, and given that the prosperity of Mexico is the prosperity of North America. So are these difficulties continuing, the tariffs about certain foodstuffs? Is Mexico invited to ship as much as it can to the U.S. and other countries? Because there's, good heavens, China needs food. Everybody needs food, especially good food. Is Mexico agriculture in a growth portion of its life?
It's a very good point, John. There are a number of what I would call technical issues that have to do with the fact that you have a very important and politically well-connected agricultural sector in the United States and a very important and politically well-connected agricultural sector in Mexico. And so, you have issues of whether tariffs are appropriate or not, or whether they are fair or whether there are violations. I know that especially under USMCA, there have been a number of questions that labor in the United States and in others raise questions about whether we are being hard enough on Mexico for violation of certain labor and in other requirements. As you also know, you have migrant labor, which comes often from Central America to Mexico, from Mexico often to the United States to help with our own agricultural production. So there are issues of tariffs. There are issues of migration policy, which also go to agriculture. There are broader issues of trade policy. But to me, many of these are technical issues. But part of the problem is that the very anti-market leftist organization of AMLO in general and his desire to showcase his independent organization and some of the anti-market policies with respect to the electricity sector, with respect to the oil sector, with respect to the treatment of U.S. multinationals such as Sempra Energy in Mexico. These largely political considerations have impacted what has long been a very productive, mutually beneficial relationship in agriculture and in other types of trade with the U.S.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, the Latin American research professor. Evan assures me that there didn't used to be this much overwhelming news from Latin America. This is fresh in a pandemic time. I hope those tomatoes are also fresh. He is at the Institute of Strategic Studies for the U.S. Army War College. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.